The KDKA Morning News
with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. It is our 92nd anniversary. The world's first commercial broadcast station.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Hey, got an opportunity for you. Maybe you have seen some of the pictures floating around. Pines Ward put it out there on Facebook that he was given an opportunity to play a zombie, and the makeup job they did on him was unbelievable.
Yeah, he put it on his own, right? His own
on his own Facebook.
Yeah,
so if you go to Facebook and look up Hines Ward, you can see what he looks like. But how did Hines Ward become a zombie? Well, that's quite a story.
Well, we got the story behind the story.
Right.
And it all goes through NFL Films. And John Weiss, a Bethel Park native, who's been working for NFL Films for about 20 years, is the guy that produces the Steelers highlight films every year.
And he has produced a behind-the-scenes look at Hines Ward playing the zombie on this show that is called...
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. But there's a story behind the story of how NFL Films and this all got together.
So we welcome Pittsburgher at heart, NFL Films' John Weiss. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
We're doing well. Hey, John... I know you guys do a lot with football and football players, but zombies, really?
There is this football connection, though.
Obviously.
No, this was really fun because I'm such a zombie fan. I've always loved the George Romero films that were, you know, shot in Pittsburgh too. You know, Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. And when The Walking Dead started, I became an instant fan. I was hooked on the show from the start. And I thought, how could we do a piece involving The Walking Dead, which was my favorite show. I said, well, why don't we get a player? And I had come across an interview that one of the actors on the show did, Irony Singleton, and found out that Irony and Hines were college teammates at Georgia.
Bingo, there you go.
So I thought, that's great. I said, we got to at least, let's put it out there to Hines, see if he'll do it. And sure enough, he agreed.
Hopefully, I can scare somebody. You know, I think I'm known for smiling all the time. But it would be hard for a smiling zombie to really be scaring people. I don't know how they're going to put that into it.
And since one of the producers on the show, Greg Nicotero, is a Pittsburgh native and a huge Steeler fan, he was all for it.
When the Hines Ward request came in, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be great. And they said, well, you know, generally we don't really like to do a lot of celebrity cameos because we don't want our audience looking for a who's who of zombies. And I'm like, yeah, but it's Hines Ward. It'll be great. So I was a very vocal proponent for making sure that this happened.
So that's how it came about.
And the bonus for you was you got to be a zombie too.
Oh my gosh! Yes, this is all I've been talking about. My wife's getting tired of this. This is all I've been talking about for the last 2 months.
2 hours in the makeup chair.
Hines was a little more detailed. Hines was about an hour and a half to 2 hours in the makeup chair. A hero zombie is when they do the full prosthetic face mask on him.
That's what I look like after we play Baltimore Ravens.
No, actually, that's what the Ravens look like. Yeah. You played the ball.
I think I'm scaring myself looking at myself. Man, I look messed up right there, man. You see that, though? They got 86 in the back of my head. You see that? That's how I distinguish myself from any other zombie.
I was sort of a late addition, so I got a few wounds on the face. So I was maybe about 40 minutes in the chair.
Here's the cool part. This thing is blowing up like crazy. You know, because Hines posted it on his Facebook page. There's pictures of him. There's a great piece that you guys produced that I recommend anybody see. If you're a Steelers fan or a Walking Dead fan, you're going to love this.
It's NFL Films Presents. That's really the reason behind the piece was that we shot behind the scenes for this NFL Films Presents piece. And it aired this past week on ESPN2. And the re-airs are today, NFL Network today at 4:30 and tomorrow at 1:30. But it was really fun.
Whoever turned me into a zombie, I'm taking it out on all the survivors that's left. So I'm in full attack mode.
So in other words, John, you're a big fan of the show and you found a way to get behind the scenes and see how they do it.
Sure. Yeah.
Nice job. Nice work.
But I was a big fan. But that's the thing. With this show, with NFL Films Presents, they always try to get us to come up with sort of these different ideas, you know, not sort of the mainstream football ideas, just something a little quirky off the wall.
I would think that whomever gets in his way, they're going to be lunch meat.
You know what? I had a blast out here. I've never been a zombie before ever in my life, and getting all dressed up and made up, and, you know, hopefully I did a pretty good job. I think I scared some people.
Well, you did it.
Well, that's off the wall.
It's a fun, fun piece to check out. And NFL Network, John Weiss, producer at NFL Films, but a Pittsburgher at heart from Bethel Park. We'll say hi to your mom, too, John.
All right, thanks.
Good stuff.
Fun stuff. Yeah. You got to see the piece that NFL Films put together on this this afternoon, 4:30 this afternoon, 1:30 tomorrow. Either one, because it's excellent. It really is.
And by the way, John is humble. He is extremely
nice
talented guy.
Guy.
And when you watch those highlight films that NFL Films does, he writes the scripts, he picks the shots, he puts it together. He's the guy. And
he just so happens to be from here.
He just so happens to be a Bethel Park guy, and his mom's here, and he's got family. And so, hello to John Weiss's mom and family here in the Berg. Your man's doing well.
He's a closet zombie fan. Watch out.
He finally got to be what he always wanted to be, a zombie. John and I have been doing that for about 10 years together on this show.